They scored way too easy tonight. You know, we played too soft in the O zone and didn't spend enough time there. And they came in and played in our D zone and made plays. And you know, I thought you know, Eric played great tonight in net, and you know, we weren't enough help for him. So it's all of us, just the goals. You know, the first one there and the shorty for them, that should never happen. And you know what, it was too easy for them to generate their offensive game tonight.
Dylan, what has happened this season, just compared to last season, that you guys are getting blown out so much?
I mean, when things go bad, they're really bad right now. And you know what, I think the injuries we've had, you know, I mean, we don't have an answer for that. We don't have an answer for that right now, but we need to find it. And it's not even Christmas yet, and this has happened too many times, and it's not acceptable. But we have to find an answer. We have to do it internally as a group, and we have to go out and execute. And that's what it comes down to right now.
Both Eric and Luke thought that giving them too much zone time led to their goals at the end of the second there, wore you down a little bit. Is that how you saw it, or did you see something different at that stretch?
Yeah, absolutely. Just you know, like I said earlier, we were too soft in the O zone. We weren't hard on pucks. We weren't getting into our cycle game. You know, our power play wasn't generating momentum. So when you have the offensive firepower they have over there, you make it easy for them to play in the O zone. They're going to make plays. And, you know, Eric battled hard all night. He made some great saves on tips that I thought were going to, you know, bounce in. But he sucked them in. And, you know, I thought he was a, you know, the only positive tonight out of this game.
How frustrating is it when a guy who's making his first NHL start in a while gives you one like that, and you guys don't feel like you put him in a position to get something off?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not acceptable. You know, he's a great teammate, works extremely hard. So, you know, that's probably the worst, other than the loss, not showing up for him, and he shows up for us in his first game against his old team and a lot of buddies over there. Just, you know, it doesn't feel good right now, and you know, we need to next time he's in, we need to play harder and you know, execute for him.
What kind of frustrating offensively right now, Dylan? It seems like, I mean, just the need to manufacture offense, I mean, just isn't happening right now. So.
Yeah, it's definitely inconsistent. It's frustrating. You know, I think defensively too, it's frustrating. Everything right now isn't going for us, and when you try and force it, it makes it worse sometimes. So, you know, we need to find answers, and I think, you know, Anthony coming back soon, and you know, Andreas hopefully is going to be okay. So when we get our guys back, we feel our top six is dangerous, and it frees up space for you know, our line and other guys to match up well against other teams.
Does it feel too, like, I mean, you guys had the Toronto game, and then it seemed like you kind of got back to your identity, even though you weren't winning, but playing hard and such, and then, like you say tonight, come out and not make it nearly hard enough on them?
Yeah, it's
that there isn't progress on a consistent basis, I guess.
Again, I mean, you know, the guys in this room, there's a lot of veteran players, the guys that do it right every night. You know, obviously it's not going our way right now, but you know what, I feel we battle. We, you know, as hard as it is to say after a 5-1 loss, where it's happening a lot, we battle. We battle for each other, and we show up every day and practice hard. And you know, I've said it before, I do feel that, you know, we've gotten stronger as a group, although the results aren't showing it. You know, there's definitely a togetherness in this locker room that, you know, fans wouldn't see from the outside. You guys wouldn't see, but, you know, I do feel we've stuck together through this time, and, you know, right now that's about all we can do, and try and find answers to get out of